I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. I'm going to try to get through this. All right, subject, am I trifling or ungrateful? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 42-year-old single mother and I have two teenage children that live with me. At my age, I wanted to become a homeowner and stop renting. So I started looking for an affordable place to buy. My mom recently received a financial blessing, so she offered me to buy me a house. Hesitantly, I agreed. I found a small, affordable home, and my mother bought it. I pay the mortgage, but the house is in my mom's name, which is why I was hesitant to go through with the deal. I should have followed my first mind, because since I have moved in, I have not had any peace in my home. On several occasions, I came home to find that my mother had put pictures on the wall, put up curtains, and bought pieces of furniture for my house. She is a thrifty shopper, so I don't like any of the design choices she has made. One day, she dropped off 10 vases and told me she planned to keep fresh flowers in them and put them throughout my house to liven it up. She comes over every other day, and she stays overnight, too. This is unacceptable. So I had to tell her that enough is enough. I asked her to please text or call me before coming by. She made sure to remind me that it's her house. She called me an ungrateful heifer. Dang. And said I was trifling for not appreciating the way she's trying to help me to decorate the house. I haven't talked to her, nor have I seen her in a week. So I guess it worked. I don't want to be at odds with my mom. I'm very grateful for all she's done, but I need her to respect my space. Am I wrong? Please help. No, you're not wrong. You are absolutely not wrong. Especially, you know, as long as you spoke to your mom in a respectful way, and it sounds like you did. But boy, this is really a case for going with your first mind, for going with your gut here. This has got to be in the top five of that, you know? You knew it would be a problem, though, which is why you said you were hesitant in the first place. But that down payment, your mama's money, was dangling in your face, so you went for it. The lesson for you here is, you know, you should have got your name on the house as well. You know, yeah, your mom paid the down payment, but you could have put your name on the deed. Shortly after purchase, you could have done like a quick claim, you know, transaction, or just waited until you came up with the money for your own house. You could have done that because you've been looking for a while. You could have been a little more patient. I understand you wanted to get the house, though, and you found one and it was right there and your mom was there. But in the meantime, yes, your mom is out of order. When you give someone a gift, you don't hover it over them, you know, and invade their space like your mom's doing, constantly remind you that it's her house. That's not right. I mean, she's throwing it up in your face every chance she gets. Furthermore, you're paying the mortgage. It is your house. I'm glad she's decided to remove herself from the situation. And you could probably, you know, a little later on, give it some time, call her and, you know, make your apologies. You guys make up. She's your mom. She's not going anywhere. But yeah, she's wrong to do all of this. I mean, nice to help you, but wrong as far as this is concerned. Steve?
Well, anytime y'all ready for me to make the clarifying statement of this letter, please stop me in the middle of it and ask me at any time, Steve, do you have a clarifying statement?
Okay.
And I'm going to make it. Let's start with the letter. 42, single mama, two teenage children. You know, she always thought that by then she'd be a homeowner. Most people do. That's a great goal in life, you know, to be a homeowner, stop renting. So you start looking for an affordable place. Your mom ran into a financial blessing. See, now here we go. Let's start. This is a financial blessing.
Uh-huh. That's what she said.
All your problems started with what you considered a blessing. See, careful. Your mama came up with a financial blessing. This wasn't yours. This wasn't them kids. This wasn't your daddy's. This wasn't none of your siblings. Your mama had a financial blessing. So she offered to buy me a house. Hesitantly, I agreed. Why? Why would you hesitantly agree? But you found a small, affordable home, and my mother bought it. Your mama bought it. Mm. I paid a mortgage, but the house is in my mama name.
Ooh.
Now, if your mother was truly buying you the house, why wouldn't she just give you the down payment and let you own the house? That is because this was never the intention. She's just gonna let you stay there.
Right.
Which is why I was hesitant to go through the deal. I should have followed my first mind. I have not had any peace in my home. That's because it ain't yours. See, let's just go and get through this right. On several occasions, I came home and found my mother had put pictures on the walls and curtains and bought the place furniture in her house.
Oh, my God.
For my house. That's because it's her house.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming
anytime
up.
Y'all want to clarify a statement when we come back, just ask.
I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Her mama ran into a financial blessing, mm-hmm. a gift from God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then her mama decided she'd help her daughter out by buying her a house. So she bought the house.
Yeah.
She paid a mortgage, but it's in her mama's name. Which is why she was hesitant in the first place. Let's go over what I said. I have not had any peace in my home. Well, that's because it ain't yours. On several occasions, I came home and found my mother put pictures on the wall, put up curtains, and bought pieces of furniture for my house. Excuse me, her house. She's a thrifty shopper, so I don't like any design choices she made. One day she dropped off 10 vases, told me she planned to keep fresh flowers in them and put them throughout my house to liven it up.
Damn.
She won't put it in her house, and they ain't going to stay live. You're going to have a bunch of dead-ass flowers in there.
Is now a good time,
she comes
Steve?
Over. You hey, want it? Hey, you, anytime yeah. you want it.
Can you? What's the clarifying statement?
Can't let black people put their name on nothing. This is what this is all about. You can't let black people put their name on nothing and then try to act like they ain't got no say-so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the clarifying statement. Okay. I'll give it to you anytime you want it.
Okay.
Here's another one. She come over every day. She stays overnight, too, because she at her house. This is unacceptable. Yeah. And unacceptable to who? My name on the... What? You don't like it?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
So I had to tell her that enough is enough. I asked her to please text or call me before coming by. Why I got to call you to come by my house? She made sure to remind me that it's her house. She had a deed with her.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
Can you make a clarifying statement?
You can't let black people put their name on nothing.
Please.
Nothing. Not the lease, the mortgage. They can't co-sign no damn loan. They can't rent you no damn car. You can't let their ass buy you a car. They can't rent a car. They can't get you a truck to move in.
Oh, man.
You ain't packing all that stuff in that truck. I got to carry it back.
Yeah. Your prescription, huh?
You can't get a prescription. I need two of them pills. You can't do nothing.
So
you can't let black people put their name on nothing. I've been around black people my whole life. I'd be 62 years old in a minute. I've been black the whole time. All my relatives is black. Every last one of them.
Black the whole
I know.
Time.
You can't let them put their damn name on nothing. She called me ungrateful heifer. That's the beginning. That's her opening statement. Is you ungrateful heifer? You ought to hear. You wait till you get to the reunion,
man,
and find out what your ass really is.
Clarify a statement.
You can't let black people put their name on nothing, and you're not finna hear about it. You can best to believe this here. And said I was trifling for not appreciating the way she was trying to help me decorate the house. Don't nobody want all these old ass decorations in here.
No.
Cause mama, you old. Got all these blue farm plates sitting up on top of the mantelpiece. Got that big giant wooden spoon and fork on the wall.
Yes, yes.
Coming in here, I'm her and my daddy in here hammering walnut paneling up on the wall.
Not wood paneling.
Walnut.
Mama, who ordered this shag carpet? Why is it a rake in the corner?
Raking it? Oh, my God.
Mama, where you get that from? That's a TV stand, baby. A TV stand.
They don't do those anymore.
For the color TV to sit on. Mama, I want a flat screen.
Yeah.
You, flat screens is the devil. How's all that little stuff coming out of that flat screen? They ain't nothing but that's Satan.
So you
gonna get a picture tube is what you need. Christians have picture tubes.
Man.
I haven't talked to her nor have I seen her in a week. Well, hell, that's lucky she coming back though.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to her nor seen her in a week. Oh, she getting a lawyer.
What?
She getting a lawyer. When you come over there, you're going to have eviction notices. Some people going to be saying goodbye to your ass. So I guess it worked. There ain't nothing worked. Her name's still on the damn deed. I don't want to be at odds with my mama. I am very grateful for all she's done, but I need her to respect my space. Am I wrong? You ain't got no space.
Clarify.
I just told you. You can't put black people name on nothing.
Stupid.
That's her house. That's her house. That's her TV. That's her room. That's her car. That's her poach. That's her tree lawn.
Hey, can black people rent you a room?
If they rent you a room, you might come home and don't be no dough on it.
Wow.
Steve. And I'm going to tell you another statement, too.
What?
Poor people don't share good. Just want to let you know that. Because somebody have to be in charge of the other poor person. Poor people don't share good. I'm just trying to teach y'all something now.
Stop.
Because the poor person, somebody has to feel like they in charge. Soon as a poor person get a little something, handful of quarters, and you ain't got no quarters, oh, you finna hear about it.
All right, Steve.
Oh, you finna hear about it.
Clarifying statement before we go.
You can't let black people put their name on nothing.
All right, we got to get out of here.
And
email
expect
us.
Your ass ain't finna hear from me.
Cable
no
too, dog. Cable.
Cable.
Email us, Instagram us.
I don't even like Sports Center. I just want a regular package.
Go to Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.